campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Wednesday, May 31st, 2023. Here are three big things you need to know. One, the White House urging Congress to quickly pass the debt limit bill agreed upon over the weekend. Director of the Office of Management and Budget says that while neither side got what they wanted, the agreement does protect critical programs that millions of Americans count on. The agreement, of course, would suspend the nation's debt limit, cap some non-defense spending over the next 2 years. Two, opponents of the Ford electric vehicle battery plant planned for the Marshall area have turned in petitions to the city clerk's office to put the plan to a vote of residents. The Committee to Save Marshall, not the Megasite group, gathered more than 800 signatures in the past 4 weeks. They want to keep the land agricultural, so the size of the project is larger than Mackinac Island. And three, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis aiming to turn the country around. He kicked off his presidential campaign officially Tuesday in Iowa. Speaking in Clive, he claimed the U.S. is going in the wrong direction. The newly announced candidate also ripped the Biden administration on issues like immigration and the economy. That's where we start hour three of the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for being alongside Scott Bertram. Coming this hour, Ron Rademacher will tell us what's happening around the state. Stanley Ridgely, author of the new book, Brutal Minds, The Dark World of Left-Wing Brainwashing in Our Universities. We'll talk with him in depth about that book coming up in the back half of this hour. I'm here at Hillsdale College, where I am the general manager of the student radio station here, WRFH, the award-winning student radio station. Our students do very well. It's the 2023 Michigan Association of Broadcasters College Audio Station of the Year, in fact. I also teach in the journalism department here. I am the host of the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, heard on many of these fine radio stations on the weekend, and a show also available where you find your fine podcasts and audio. The Hillsdale College K-12 Classical Education Podcast also is there. And we got this new thing that I haven't found time to talk about yet, but I will before I'm done because I'm here for a few more days. The Hillsdale College Podcast Network at podcast.hillsdale.edu. You can check it out, find all the Hillsdale audio content there, subscribe, find new episodes. I'll tell you more about that sometime in the next couple of days. You'll also find me hosting Political Beats, a show for National Review, and also via our Patreon page, patreon.com/politicalbeats. Bonus material, special episodes, all sorts of stuff for our supporters there. We talk with people in and around the world of politics about nothing political, but only about our guest's favorite band or musical artist, then take a deep dive into that catalog. patreon.com/politicalbeats. I wonder who, I should have asked him, because I met Governor DeSantis when he was here on Hillsdale's campus about a month ago or so. That was more than that at this point. But I did meet him, but I didn't ask him his favorite band or artist. Should have, because he could have been a guest, although he's a little busy right now to be a guest. He's busy on the presidential campaign trail, which got one bigger, not officially today, but the news announced today that Chris Christie will officially announce next week in New Hampshire. So Chris Christie is entering that big field as well, searching for the Republican presidential nomination. Governor Ron DeSantis, though, in Iowa yesterday, and at his Q&A, almost every question asked by reporters revolved around, centered on Donald Trump. Not about what Ron DeSantis would do, not about what Joe Biden's doing wrong, what Democrats are doing wrong, but about Donald Trump. So a question here from News Nation. Two-part answer. We'll split it in the middle. But Governor DeSantis asked about Donald Trump, and I think the question was essentially whether he would go at Donald Trump directly to highlight contrasts between the two candidates. This is Governor Ron DeSantis' response. Cut one.
So look, I'm going to respond to attacks. I mean, if you say Cuomo did a better job with COVID than Florida did, first of all, that's not what he used to say. This is like new. Like 6 months ago, he would have never said that, right? He used to say how great Florida was. Hell, his whole family moved to Florida under my governorship. Are you kidding me? So some of this stuff, I think, is, look, if someone is saying that, I am gonna counterpunch. I'm going to fight back on it. I'm going to focus my fire on Biden And I think he should do the same. He gives Biden a free pass. I'm focusing on Biden. That's my focus. But when I hear something like that, it is so detached from reality. You know how I know? Because I would have people come up to me in Florida during COVID in tears, hug me, perfect strangers, say, "Thank you, Governor. I escaped from these lockdown jurisdictions. You saved my bacon. I'm here in Florida. My kids are in school." You name it. This was personal to hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people. And to flippantly say that you should have done New York, you know, we have no, I think, we obviously have to respond about that.
That's Governor DeSantis yesterday and responding to President Trump's statement, opinion, that Andrew Cuomo did better than DeSantis on COVID. Andrew Cuomo yesterday tweeting something along the lines of, "Yes, you're right, Donald Trump, I did do better." And if you've got Andrew Cuomo agreeing with you, that might be a bad take. The second half of that answer here from Governor Ron DeSantis, cut two.
So look, I'm going to respond to attacks. I mean, if you say Cuomo did a better job with COVID than Florida did, first of all, that's not
cut one again. Cut two.
And of all those accomplishments, while I'm proud of all that,
sorry about
maybe
that.
The thing that
it's
we're
cut
most
three. We'll get it right.
It's also the case that, you know, we're proud of what we've been able to do in our state. We won the biggest election landslide that Florida Republicans have ever won. And did he ever say anything like, "Attaboy, good job"? No, he attacked me 3 days before the midterm election. And then he started attacking after that. And so I'm just thinking to myself, you're a Florida resident. If I saw an election landslide where we swept every statewide office, supermajorities in the legislature, elect 29 conservative school board members, as a Florida resident, I would be cheering for that. If you put the mission first, you would definitely be cheering for that. He hasn't done that. In fact, we just completed a six-month stretch where we enacted more bold policy than has ever been enacted in the history of our state. And I would put it up against any state in the history of the modern Republican Party. We ever heard like, "Oh, great job, guys, you're doing a good job"? No, we hear him trashing Florida. So I'm going to defend my state. I'm going to defend the people of my state. And I'm going to defend what we've been able to do to really put points on the board.
You can't win unless you draw a contrast. You don't have to do it in a way that Chris Christie is going to do it. That's going to be a different tact. But if you defend yourself, like Governor DeSantis plans to, and run on a record of success in Florida, and as he alluded to, look, it's just, if you go and look at what's been accomplished the past 6 months down in Florida with the most recent legislative session, it is win after win after win. And it's a good track record. And as I said earlier, I don't think that polling up until this point is all that helpful, because one of the main challengers in Governor DeSantis has not even been running as of yet. So the race begins, but we are still 8 months away from the first vote being cast. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Attention, Michigan Medicaid members and those using food assistance programs. Federal changes could affect your program benefits and coverage. Learn what the changes are and what they mean for you at michigan.gov/2023benefit changes. That's michigan.gov/2023benefit changes. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.